This is Karen Brandt, and I am your favorite host, the PT Goddess. Oh, so what's the show about? Karen Brandt is a show where I talk about issues relating to psychoanalysis, emotional healing, and mental health awareness. And I also play really, really great and amazing music. You all know I have a great playlist, right? So, listen to my show. I promise you, once you click the first episode, you'll be hooked for life. What are you still waiting for? Click the link. Hello, 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 people. Hi, hi, hi. Oh, you're welcome to Karen Rant, and I still remain your favorite host, the Petite Goddess. Oh, so I hope we are staying safe in this COVID-19, this coronavirus period. I hope we are staying safe. I hope you're washing your hands. I hope you're staying indoors and, you know, keeping clean, healthy hygiene. How has this month been? This month of April, you're welcome to the month of April, the month of divine visitation, the month of the angels. I couldn't wait for last month to be over. Man, last month was like 3 months in 1 month. I'm so glad it's over, and I am excited about April. I hope you are. So just stay positive. So today, let's jump right into what we're going to be talking about. Today, I am going to be talking about how to genuinely forgive those who have hurt you. Yes, this is people talk about forgiveness a lot, but I don't think that a lot of people practice it, like really, really practice it. I for one used to talk about forgiveness a lot. I used to talk about how, you know, I'm forgiving everyone, blah 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 shit, but now I'm realizing that I never really practice it. So let me start by defining what forgiveness is according to certain psychologists. So forgiveness generally is defined as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person who has harmed you or a group of people who have harmed you, regardless of whether they deserve your forgiveness or not. So even if the person doesn't ask for forgiveness, even if the person doesn't deserve your forgiveness, you should forgive the person. So forgiveness is not forgetting or condoning or excusing offenses. It's just simply letting go of the hurts, letting go of the hurtful feelings. It doesn't mean that you should forget what the person has done and then let them in to hurt you again, but just letting go of the pain attached to that feeling of unforgiveness. That's what forgiveness is all about. So even the Bible endorses forgiveness. So let's see what the Bible says. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 12, 14 and 15, the Bible talks about forgiving people. When Jesus talked about said we should forgive others their trespasses, that our Heavenly Father will forgive us. If we do not forgive, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us. So if you want God's forgiveness, you have to forgive, genuinely forgive people around you. Not say I forgive and still be holding grudges or anything. You have to genuinely forgive those who have hurt you for God to forgive your sins. So what does unforgiveness do to you? Because people do not know that unforgiveness, you know, has an effect on you. You just think that when somebody offends you, be like, I'll never forgive you, blah blah blah, and you stay away from me. Unforgiveness does a lot of bad. First of all, it takes away your peace of mind, because you're there holding on to this grudge and saying, I'll never forgive you. You wake up every morning, you're hurt. You think about what the person does to you. When you see the person, you're upset. You're in a place of tension. When you see the person on social media, especially when you see that the person is happy, you're sad. You're like, God, why? Why are you blessing this person after what they did to me? Man, unforgiveness takes away your peace of mind. For you to be in a place of absolute peace, you need to forgive, not for the other person, but for yourself. And also, unforgiveness stops God's blessing. I read to you earlier the chapter in Matthew where it said, forgive those, forgive those who have hurt you, those who trespass against you, as you expect God to forgive you. If you do not forgive those who have trespassed against you, God will not forgive you. So it stops God from blessing you, because instead of focusing on the future, instead of focusing on what's more important, you're holding on to the past. You're having these blockages. You're always, when you wake up every day, you're thinking about what this person has done to you. Every motive, every action, everything you do is like a form of payback. Like, yeah, let this person see that I'm living my life. Let this person see I'm doing this. Pepper them gang. That's what unforgiveness does to you. It stops God's blessing and it takes away your peace of mind. So why do you want to keep living in that state of unforgiveness, huh? Let's go on a quick music break. I am going to play you a beautiful song that I just heard this week. The title of the song is Heartbreak Anniversary. I know it's sad. It's sad, let me not lie. But it's actually a nice song. I really like it. It's the name of the artist is Givon. That's his name. He's really cute. And his voice is really amazing. So let's go on this quick music break and I'll be right back.
Lifeless like me, we miss you on your side of the bed. Still got your things here, they stare at me like souvenir. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you, the day I thought forever, said that you love me. But that'll last forever. It's cold outside, like when you walked out my life. Why you walk out my life? I get like this every time. On these days it feel like you need me. Heartbreak anniversary. Unopened to this day, I still see the messages you read. I'm foolishly patient. Can't get past the taste of your lips. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you, the day I thought forever, said that you love me. But that'll last forever. It's cold outside, like when you walked out my life. Why you walk out my life? I get like this every time. On these days it feel like you need me. Heartbreak anniversary.
Welcome back to our show. I almost said another episode. What is wrong with me today, guys? I don't know. What is wrong with me? So, I hope you enjoyed that song. That was by Givon. Heartbreak Anniversary. It's a beautiful song. I really, really, really like the song. So we were talking about forgiveness, and I talked about how important forgiveness is for your peace of mind. So, and also that, you know, when you forgive people, it helps, it makes God bless you faster. Even the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 11 verse, so I know that I am quoting Bible verses, you know, Pastor Mrs., call me all of that, no problem, I am owning it. So when Jesus was teaching the disciple how to pray, and he quoted the Lord's Prayer, and he said, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." So if you want God's forgiveness, you have to forgive people. You have to understand that no one is perfect. Do you get? No one is perfect, and you know, we sin against God all the time. Except you think that you're perfect and you don't sin against God. We sin against God all the time. Every freaking time we sin against him, and he forgives us. So if you want God's forgiveness, you have to forgive. That's the criteria for God forgiving. You cannot just say, "Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sin." You have to actively forgive those who have offended you, who have sinned against you, who have hurt you, in order to get God's forgiveness. So how to genuinely forgive those who have hurt you. This is gonna be very hard. When I tweeted about it, someone said, "Nah, like I can forgive, but doing this, never happening." So, recently I had a conversation with a friend, and we were talking about the Bible, about forgiveness, and you know, I've been reading a lot lately about forgiveness and letting go, and something happened to me last month that really, really hurt me. It put me in a place where I was so broken, and I didn't think that I was going to be able to make it through, because I didn't expect this person to do this thing. And it's not just this person, a lot of people. January, I realized that, you know, the person who I was close to the most had betrayed me, and you know, every morning I'd wake up and I'd feel so much hurt. I'd remember what these people did, and I'd be so hurt. I'd, you know, be having conversations with friends, and they'll ask me about it, I'll talk about it, and it would be like I'm going back to square one, and I'd be so hurt. So this person told me to read the book of Job chapter 42 verse 10. And we're talking about how God blessed Job after, you know, the problem he had, where the devil asked him, curse God and die, and his friends turned their back on him. And he talked about Job chapter 42 verse 10, where God told Job's friends to go and ask for forgiveness, and God told Job to pray for his friends. As soon as Job prayed for his friends who had offended him, the Bible recorded that God blessed Job, and he gave him times two of everything. So what am I trying to say is, one way to forgive or to genuinely forgive is to pray for those who have hurt you. Man, after I read that, I said, okay, let me try. And I said, okay, Father, thank you so much for everything you have done. And then I started to list the people who have hurt me, and there were certain wounds that were so deep. And when it came to time of praying for them and saying, "God bless this person," I couldn't. And I'm like, "Karen, have you really forgiven?" That's how you know if you're really forgiving. If you can't bring yourself to the place of praying for that person, genuinely praying for that person and wishing that person well, despite the fact that they've offended you. If you can't bring yourself to the place of empathy for that person and seeing beyond what they've done to you, seeing that, oh, this person is damaged, this person is broken, this person is only reflecting their own reality. I don't know if that's right, but this person is only projecting, yes, that's the right word, projecting their reality on me. Like, people go through different things, and whatever they've been through, whenever you strike a nerve, they tend to think that you're like those people. So they project their insecurities, they project their past hurts. And indirectly, you're also doing the same thing, and you don't know. So one way to genuinely forgive those who have hurt you is to pray for them. When I started to pray for those who have hurt me, it made it easier to let go. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd say, "Father, I pray for this person." Whenever I feel the hurt, or think about the hurtful things that they've done to me, I say, Father, I pray for this person. I pray for this person. I ask for forgiveness. I ask for the grace to forgive. So that's like one way to actively forgive. It's not going to be done by your own will. It's not easy. When someone hurts you, it's not easy to forgive. But you have to make a conscious effort. You have to ask God for the grace. Whenever you think of the hurtful situation, just say, Lord, please help me to let it go. God, help me to let it go. Make excuses for that person. It doesn't mean going back to the person as such. Don't go back, but forgive this person. So another thing I had to point out is, when you're in that place of forgiveness, sometimes reaching out is necessary. There are some people that, not all relationships should be broken. Some relationships can be amended. Some relationships should be amended. There are certain people that should be in your life that God has placed in your life, but you fail to see what they're meant to do in your life because of unforgiveness. So in the place of forgiveness, like when I started to walk through my journey of forgiveness, there are certain people that offended me in the past that I had to reach out to and say, okay, I know you did this, but this was how I reacted towards what you did, and I am sorry. Sometimes the person might react and be like, oh, I'm sorry too. The relationship is mended. Some will not. Like, there was one I even sent a message to. She didn't even reply me, and I was like, yeah, right, fuck off. I mean, I've done my part, and I know where you stand. But there are certain relationships that should be mended. So, you know, in the place of forgiveness, you have to ask God for discernment and the grace to let go of ego. Never allow, because sometimes we hold on to unforgiveness because of pride and ego. You have to let go of ego, let go of your need to be right, and just be the humble one and say, you know what? You did this. This is how I feel. Sometimes just letting people know how you feel or how you felt helps you forgive faster, helps you heal faster. It doesn't mean that the person will necessarily be all cozy with you or whatever, but it helps you let it go faster. Sometimes confrontation is necessary, and there are just certain people you just need to be like, okay, you know what? I've forgiven you. I let it go, and that's it. So I hope that you enjoyed this, my therapy section. I hope that we learn to forgive. It's not easy, but it is worth it. Every day now I wake up and I feel free. I feel peace. I feel joy. I feel light. And I've been experiencing God's blessing in my life. Like, God has turned my life around. It's not big or I've not bought a car yet or something, but I have peace. I have joy. I'm reconnecting with people that matter to me. I'm in a place of happiness, because happiness is very, very important. So I implore you today to forgive, forget, let go. Do not let them back in. Anyone who doesn't deserve to be let back in, because especially in the aspect of relationships, when you break up with someone and then you give this person space, the moment you forgive this person and they see that you are moving in a higher vibration of happiness and self-love, they want to come back. But it's not, you shouldn't, there are certain people you shouldn't take back, because they're just coming back because they enjoy the way you being in a relationship with you made them feel. So please, sisters, please, brothers, keep moving in your high frequency of love. Part of self-love is forgiveness, and we will be all right. So I am going to leave you with this song by Brian Moe. Everybody's talking about Brian Moe. He just released a new album titled Yellow. I listened to the album. It is really, really, really nice. Really nice. It's really nice. You guys should listen to the album. But my favorite song on the album is Black Man, Black Woman. He basically was talking about the Nigerian society and how women hold on to hurt and unforgiveness, and you know, we use that against men. It gets so, like, it's important. Forgiveness is important, no matter what a person, if I tell you what I've been through, if I tell you what just happened to me recently, you'd open your mouth. But my healing came faster because I was able to forgive. So it's very important that you forgive those who have hurt you. I am still an actor. I do voiceovers, and I'm a fashion designer. I make clothes for women. I sell clothes for women. and I revamp clothes. Like if you have an outfit that you really like but you don't want to throw away, you want to change it into something else, I can totally do that for you. So till I come your way next time, I still remain the petite goddess. Please, please stay safe. Please avoid crowds. Social distancing is important. And use this quarantine period to find or to refine. Yeah, to refine yourself. And, you know, just do things that you're passionate about. So, ciao, ciao. Dodo. Keep safe. Bye. Love ya.
Big up 430box.com.
This love from the very beginning, not taboo. I did for you, you did for me, like the sun and the earth. And this is the kind of responsibility now for few. We carry our mother for her. If not the days of our forefathers, the way we dey live, them go call us Messiah, like Amadi Oha, like Isongo and Oya. But I be black man, I bend the whole town to impress some crazy clown. Will they spread the hate around? The whole town to impress some silly clowns, where they spread the hate around. I forget to care for my own. I carry the problem of the war, but I no care to solve out for my own. I the show, I the pride, I the bold. Now society, they enforce the rule. But now woman, they dictate the rule. Now waiting man, go do. Not to break the rules, but for good. And you be black woman, you wear your pain like Yamo. You take your lock and you lock up. You say, nah man, get the fuck up. Black woman, and you get the whole town to impress some silly clown. Where they spread the hate around. You forget to care for your own. You carry the problems of the war, but you no care to solve them for your own. You dey jolly, you dey bold.